This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's president vows to hold on to Bakhmut as Russian forces encroach on the devastated eastern city. Kremlin sought to capture it for 6 months at the cost of thousands of lives. And less than a week ago, an advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the Ukrainian defenders might retreat from Bakhmut and fall back to nearby positions, but Zelensky chaired a meeting in which the country's top military brass spoke in favor of containing the defense and strengthening the Ukrainian positions. At a news conference, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says he believes there is tension between private military company Wagner, which is participating in fighting in and around Ukraine's Bakhmut, and the Russian military proper.
I think the fissures are there. You see that playing itself out in open media from time to time. I would say the Wagner forces have been a bit more effective than the Russian forces.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has outright accused several governments, mainly China as well as Russia and Iran, of interfering with Canada's elections.
I'm announcing that I will be appointing an independent special rapporteur who will have a wide mandate and make expert recommendations on combating interference and strengthening our democracy.
Trudeau is also having Parliament National Security Committee examine classified information on that matter. The Globe and Mail, citing unidentified intelligence sources, reported last month that China preferred to see Trudeau's Liberals reelected in 2021. This is VOA News. The sister of North Korea's leader is warning that her country is ready. Let's take a quick look and a quick overwhelming action against the United States and South Korea. Kim Yo-jong made the warning Tuesday after the U.S. flew a nuclear-capable B-52 bomber to the Korean Peninsula for a drill with South Korean warplanes. The allies' militaries are preparing to revive their largest field exercises soon. Kim Yo-jong did not elaborate on any planned response, but North Korea has been test-launching missiles when the allies hold military drills. As he prepares to unveil his budget plan, there are signals that U.S. President Joe Biden sees a proposal as about more than the government's finances, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reporting.
Tuesday's rollout will be in part about political messaging. The president will do it outside the White House.
He'll just happen to be doing it in Pennsylvania.
A state spokeswoman, Karine Jean-Pierre, says he is close to the president's heart, without mentioning it's a must-win state in next year's election. The president's hinting of what's to come in Philadelphia, like proposing a tax targeting billionaires, which he says will help create a fair tax system.
No billionaire should be paying a lower tax rate than a firefighter.
Each party is jockeying to show it's the more fiscally responsible. The president's calling for trimming deficits by a combined $2 trillion over 10 years. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy wants the nation on a path to a balanced budget, but has not said how the GOP would do that. Sagar Magani.
Scientists say your eating habits are impacting global warming, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
A study published in Nature Climate Change says if people continue consuming food the way they do, it will push the planet past the 2.7 degree warming limit sought in the Paris Climate Accord. The majority of greenhouse gas emissions come from three major sources: meat from animals like cows, sheep, and goats, dairy products, and rice, which all emit large amounts of methane. Some suggestions to reduce those emissions include eating less meat, planting crops that draw down carbon from the atmosphere, and food waste recycling to reduce emissions from decaying food. Many experts, though, are skeptical about whether those recommendations will be put into practice. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.